while spending this weekend with you all in Hyderabad, I've been discussing from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'd like to continue on the theme. I'm going to take a little detour, but on the theme of the topics that we've been discussing. We'll go back to our founder Acharya's instruction, Srila Prabhupada's instruction, that he received from his spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. When Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, he had already received an instruction from Bhakti Siddhanta twice, that the service that his spiritual master was expecting of him was, because he was able to speak very nicely in the English language, he wanted him to take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the English-speaking parts of the world and help those persons understand the sublime message of Lord Chaitanya. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in the year 1896, which was coincidentally also the birth year of Srila Prabhupada, 1896, that same year, Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent a book in the English language to universities all around the world, a gift copy, small book. The title of it is The Life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Life and Precepts. Precepts means teachings. The Leela and the Prachar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the small volume, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's reasoning was, at least the educated fellows in the universities around the world, they should know. But he wanted far broader than just the educated professors in the world, but people in general should know in the medium of English language. So while Prabhupada was in Vrindavan preparing to meet this very, very awesome challenge, he was preparing his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. And of course, being the Acharya in disciplic succession, he was relying upon the commentaries of our previous Acharyas. This is our parampara system. So when he was preparing the commentary for Chapter 2, Bhagavad Gita, Text 41, Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahushakayanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. He read the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, where he was explaining how does this vyavasayatmika buddhi manifest, as opposed to the default position, bahu shaka yanantascha, many branched, splayed out kind of approach to life. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, this is accomplished. Vyavasayatmika buddhi is accomplished when one takes the instruction of one's spiritual master as one's life and soul. Prabhupada explained to us later, when I was sitting in Vrindavan, in the transcendental land of Krishna, just practically this close as I am now to Radha Madan Mohan, Prabhupada was seated. His room was by the Radha Damodar deities, the deities worshipped by Jiva Goswami. In the courtyard to the other direction was the Samadhi and Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami. And on the other side of the temple is the Samadhi Mandir of so many great acharyas in our disciplic line. In the whole area of Seva Kunj, where the Rasa Leela of Krishna was performed and is eternally going on, Prabhupada was in the spiritual world. He said, it struck me like lightning, like impelling force, that my days of preparing to take up this instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta must conclude. I must take the order of my spiritual master as my life and soul. And that commentary of the predecessor Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur practically catapulted Prabhupada across the ocean to America. Rocket fuel. Just one shloka. Commentary on one shloka. The instruction of the spiritual master is to be taken as one's life and soul. He had his instruction to take the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the English-speaking parts of the world. Now, what was the form that Srila Prabhupada took the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to America? Srimad Bhagavatam. He translated the first canto in three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam because the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are based upon Srimad Bhagavatam. The teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are non-different. As we've been reading, how is it, the question is raised and then answered, how is it that one can go from a misdirected, bewildered, infested with material desires and misconceptions condition of life to the spiritual side, to the position of being situated at the lotus feet of Krishna, instead of struggling very hard? Daivahiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Very difficult in this material situation of life. Mam evaye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. By surrendering prapadyante unto Krishna's lotus feet, one can easily cross beyond this struggle, ocean of material existence. To accomplish that, one requires the association we've been reading in our second canto, Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Sangataha. One requires the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the position of a devotee of the Lord. And he changed the hearts of ordinary persons and even very elevated, materially well-situated persons into pure devotees of the Lord by giving the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm going to refer to one verse that we've just covered where it's text number 2 from chapter 3, where Shukadeva Goswami is giving a list of where one might take shelter if one has a material desire. He says, one who desires to be absorbed in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, effulgence, should worship the master of the Vedas, Lord Brahma or Brahaspati, the learned priest. Brahaspati, as we know, is the priest of the demigods. And he's highly qualified in understanding the message of the Vedas and directing the demigods in their duties in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This very same Brahaspati took part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I'll just give a little background. He was originally from West Bengal. Actually, he was from the same area where Lord Chaitanya took his birth, in Navadvip. But by the Lord's arrangement of his internal potency, he was such a qualified, exceptionally qualified priest, brahmana, very, 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 very learned. There's many details that I won't go into. So learned that the king, Prataparudra, requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to come to Puri, reside in Puri, and train all of the learned brahmanas in the knowledge of the Vedas. So Brahaspati, in his caricature of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he left Navadvip before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began exhibiting his transcendental pastimes. But they were to meet later on in Jagannath Puri. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was such a powerful speaker and so knowledgeable in the Vedas that he had literally hundreds of thousands of disciples all hearing from him on a regular basis or hearing from those who he had trained. He was the most respected learned person practically in all of India other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And later they came to meet when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into the Jagannath temple and he saw Lord Jagannath. And when he saw Lord Jagannath, he understood, this is the Lord of my life. And he ran like the wind with his arms outstretched. Maybe you've seen paintings of reaching to embrace Krishna, standing on the altar. And he became overwhelmed with ecstasy as he was running towards the altar and fell to the ground unconscious. When he fell to the ground unconscious, it wasn't just like he was sleeping and snoring. His breathing had stopped. The guards didn't know what to do. Who's this mendicant? Toss him out of here. And as they began to literally toss him out of the temple, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to come into the temple. He said, no, no, no. Don't throw him out of the temple. Bring him in this unconscious state to my home. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very learned. So he wanted to take advantage of this inert condition of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see if it was genuine trance or if he was just faking. So what he did was he took little cotton fibers, you know, from a cotton, just little fibers, and held the fibers before the nostrils of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate if he was breathing normal, the fibers would move this way, that as he was inhaling and exhaling. But if it was trance, the fibers would not move. His life air was suspended. The fibers did not move. He was in trance. at seeing the form of Lord Jagannath on the altar. Sarvabhauma Bhattak could understand this is a saint. He's a young 24-year-old sannyasi, but he's a saint. He understood his position. In course of time, skipping some other events, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya volunteered, "Chaitanya, you are just a young man. You're a sannyasi at 24 years of age, and your beauty is unparalleled in this world. How will you maintain your vow of sannyas? And thus you're properly protected by transcendental knowledge. If you like, I will instruct you in Vedanta Sutra, so you'll be protected." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are like my father, and so I accept whatever instruction you give me." "Very well, you come tomorrow morning. We'll begin our lessons." And non-stop, all day long, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya instructed Lord Chaitanya in Vedanta Sutra, and Lord Chaitanya just sat there motionless. After many days, not speaking a word, not blinking an eye, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Chaitanya, are you understanding or not understanding what I'm speaking? You don't say anything. You don't even, I don't know if you're understanding, not understanding. Please let me know." Then Lord Chaitanya spoke and said, "I can understand Vedanta Sutra very well. But I must say, each word that you speak clouds the meaning of Vedanta Sutra more and more and more. That's not the way you normally speak to a big scholar." So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Well, if you feel you understand Vedanta Sutra so well, then you explain to me what your understanding of Vedanta Sutra. Let you show me what is your understanding." Then Lord Chaitanya spoke. And he spoke with such clarity and such depth and such transcendental purity that he removed the covering, deep covering that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had, and he could then understand the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Now he was not an ordinary scholar, nor was he an ordinary personality. Just like we have the verse from Bhagavad Gita, "Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudev savarmiti samahatma sadurlabha." Brahaspati, in the form of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, came to that point of surrendering completely to Krishna in the form of his devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recognizing that here is Krishna himself. And he declared that to Lord Chaitanya. I can see. You are the personality of Godhead himself. Lord Chaitanya smiled and then showed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya his six-armed form, Sadbhuja form. Simultaneously, the danda and the kamandalu of a sannyasi, the bow and the arrow of Ram, and the flute of Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted to the ground unconscious, just as Lord Chaitanya had become unconscious. Seeing Lord Jagannath, now Sarvabhauma fell unconscious, stunned to see the form of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya brought him to external consciousness and instructed him, "Don't disclose this to anyone. He must have disclosed it to somebody because Lord Chaitanya wanted to conceal his identity as the personality of Godhead, but he showed special favor to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for his purification. First, he tested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in the field that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was most knowledgeable in, and that's the field of knowledge of the Vedas. The brilliance of the sun of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation made the firefly-like, glowworm-like little understanding of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya insignificant. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then spontaneously, in Sanskrit, composed 100 verses, because he's a scholar. He wanted to express his deep appreciation, express the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Prahlad offered his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev, or Dhruva Maharaj, he offered his prayers to Lord Vishnu. Spontaneously, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered wonderful prayers to Lord Chaitanya. 100 verses, spontaneously composed. And 2 of those verses were later written down because they became well-known verses by the Vaishnavas. Kavi Karnapur, the third son of Shivananda Sen amongst Lord Chaitanya's entourage from Navadvip, Kavi Karnapur wrote in his Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka, he wrote these verses down, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says this: the first of these verses became like the theme, the anthem verse, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And the verse goes like this. We'll analyze it a little bit. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartam Ekam Purushak Puranam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Yas Tvam Aham Prapadye. Who is Lord Chaitanya? And what was his message? Just as Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the life and precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was he? And what were his teachings? Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. So, Vairagya Vidya, this couplet is often found in Vedic teaching. From knowledge comes detachment. From ignorance comes attachment. So how do you deal with attachment? Present knowledge. Real knowledge is detachment. Evidence of real knowledge is detachment. So detachment from this world means attachment to the Supreme. That we've been discussing, it's actually the same message. What I mean to say to you here is the message that we've been discussing in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is the same message as Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya gave the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada gave the message of Lord Chaitanya in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the evidence of that message is Vairagya Vidya, Nija Bhakti Yoga. Nija Bhakti Yoga, this word Nija means exclusive. Or, as we were discussing this morning, Kaivalya. Kaivalya is a strong word. It means absolute, absolute devotion, no other shelter than the personality of Godhead. Or, we also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam, were the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, where he's explaining to his classmates what he had learned from Narada. No surprise, the message of Narada is the same as the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the same as the message of Lord Caitanya, which is the same as the message that Srila Prabhupada brought us. Ekanta Bhaktir Govinde. To render exclusive devotional service unto the lotus feet of Govinda. Yat Sarvatra Tad Ikshanam. And to see him everywhere. Ikshanam. Not with these eyes, but with transcendentally anointed eyes. Eyes that are through the lens of the knowledge of scripture, or through the anjana of prema, one can then see Krishna everywhere. And that's possible through bhakti yoga. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. No shelter in any other thing. Ekanta Bhaktir Govinde. Exclusive shelter unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That's the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, which is the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. Take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga shikshartam ekam purushap paranam. The Purusha, the Purusha Parana, the original personality of Godhead. One should very carefully hear his shiksha, his instructions. One should hear the message of Bhagavad Gita. And so Prabhupada brought Bhagavad Gita as Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the message of the personality of Godhead. And he brought Srimad Bhagavatam, the message about the personality of Godhead, which are the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the messages of Krishna and about Krishna. Shikshartam ekam purushat puranam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. He is descended in this Sharira, this form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He's accepted this form. Why? Kripam Budhir. Because he's an ocean of mercy. He wanted the message of Bhagavad Gita to be understood how to surrender to Krishna. Krishna teaches Sarva Dharmam Parityaja Mamikam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yishyami Ma Suchaha. We're to surrender to Krishna. Now how do you do that? What does it look like? Krishna himself came to show what it looks like. Here's how you do it. He accepted the role of a devotee to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna. Make our lives Krishna, Eka, Sharana, completely surrendered unto him alone. Yas tam aham prapadye. Because of this glorious identity, that now I understand who you are. Krishna had just, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just shown him his Sadbhuj form and removed all of his ignorance with transcendental knowledge. I surrender unto you. You come to teach how to surrender to the personality of Godhead, how to remove ignorance and to establish detachment through attachment to the Supreme. You come so mercifully, I surrender unto you. And one of the other verses that Kavi Karnapur has written in his book that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also quotes, Kalanashtan Bhakti Yogam Nijam Yaha. Again, this word, Naja, Nidya, excuse me. Exclusive to Krishna, Bhakti Yogam Nijam Yaha. So, Kalan Nashtan Bhakti Yogam Nijam Yaha. Over Kalan, over extended period of time, all conditioned souls have been wandering and wandering and misusing their free will in these two main categories of ways, sense gratification and mental speculation, trying to understand what's what with our tiny pea brain, instead of taking shelter of the personality of Godhead. This Kalan Nashtan Bhakti Yogam Nijam Yaha. The process Lord Chaitanya gave is Bhakti Yoga, and through this Bhakti Yoga, or linking with the Supreme and loving devotion, all of that misuse of accumulated reactions to misdeeds and foolishness can at once be cleansed away by this wonderful process of Bhakti Yoga. Pradushkaram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Namaha. He revived that which had been for so long lost. The knowledge of pure devotion to the personality of Godhead, he widely spread that for the benefit of people in general. Avirbhutas tasya pradaravinde. He appeared for that purpose and let us meditate Gadham very deeply upon the lotus feet of this Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Let us become Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya is praying. Let us become attached unto his lotus feet, because he can deliver us from this condition of material existence that Kalan, for such a long time, countless lifetimes. I remember Prabhupada explaining to his young American audience that you should consider that the spirit soul, has experienced practically all the varieties of species of life, countless times, again and again. And that conditioning is very, very deep. This human form of life is meant as an opportunity to end that cycle of birth and death once and for all. And by taking shelter of the process of devotional service, that can be achieved in one lifetime. Finish your business in the material world. Hearing that from the lips of Srila Prabhupada, thousands and thousands of persons, I among many, had full faith that's certainly possible. And I see no other boat to cross over the ocean of material existence. Not a safe and sturdy boat like this one. The message of the Srimad Bhagavatam has been existing for centuries. The conclusions have been carefully preserved by the disciplic succession. The whole process is so authorized. Even my family members who have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness, they're not at all about to practice Krishna consciousness, anything like what I'm doing, but they're very confident that what I'm doing is an authorized, genuine process. They can't understand it. They're not prepared to do it. It's very foreign to them, but they're very confident that their son or their brother is rightly situated on a safe boat to cross the ocean of material existence. That's to Prabhupada's credit, not to my credit. He's given us a genuine thing. And even persons that don't know anything about anything understand its genuine nature. My sister told me, I checked it out. I did a lot of research. And this is genuine. It's genuine. Not only the scripture is genuine, but all of the details of the message. It carries all of the spiritual potency of disciplic succession. So let us, as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya prays, Pradharavinde Gadham Gadham Lilayatam Chitta Bringaha. Let us bring our consciousness like the honeybee, Bringha, seeking the nectar of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Take this message and go more deeply, more deeply. Become absorbed in this transcendental message. So all of the impurities that we're so familiar with can be cleansed away completely, and the whole of the spiritual world can open. This is what this message of Srimad Bhagavatam is delivering on a silver platter. We just have to extend our hands and take it. I'll just summarize two main points that I wanted to share with you. One main point is the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. The message of Srimad Bhagavatam is what was delivered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and by Srila Prabhupada. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya are not something new, created, innovative. It's simply the understanding of Nija Bhakti Yoga, pure devotional, exclusive devotional service unto Krishna, based upon the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the other essential message I wanted to present was, according to what Shukadeva Goswami says to Maharaj Parikshit, the verses that we've been studying, the duty of the person who is about to die, Maharaj Parikshit, and every one of us, it may be today, it may be tomorrow or the next day, but it's certain. It's something we're all going to have to face, best to prepare, so that you're ready when it comes. And what should you do to prepare yourself? Engage yourself in the conclusions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which can be rightly captured by the association of a pure devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to show how to do that. Srila Prabhupada came into the Western world and then brought the same teaching back here to India to fulfill this portion of Shukadeva Goswami's mandate. If we want to properly understand the conclusion of the scriptures, we need such personalities association. The mission of Srila Prabhupada is nothing other than the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari. His descent in this world was to give this message of pure devotion, and the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carry that legacy. To receive that message of pure devotion, to apply in our lives that message of pure devotion, and to give that message to others. Those are the two main points I wanted to make to you today. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.